Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson, and today we've got Silvina Vergara, that is joining us. Hi, Silvina.
Hi, David. Thank you for inviting me to the show. I'm so pleased. Thank you.
You know, as usual, we normally set an intention for each show, and then we try to hold that intention and come back to it throughout the show. And we talked with Silvina about the intention for tonight's show, and it's bringing love into the heart.
Yes, and also to keep our heart open in everyday life.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy to have it shut down, huh?
Oh, yes, with everyday life, it's so easy. We come back from a workshop, or when we came back from the Sound Healing Conference, and we are so open, and we are like children, and enjoying every minute and every frequency. And then something happened, and boom, we end up in another dimension again, right?
Another dimension is sometimes called reality, but it's actually unreality.
Yes, what reality is the reality, right? But definitely, I experienced in my life, after coming in a workshop, I remember I was coming back from an intensive, and I was so open and so sensitive that I could sense there was a baby crying. I remember I was in a shopping center. The baby was crying, and I sensed what's going on with him. And almost start crying with the baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I remember that week was difficult to cope with my functions in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I thought, well, maybe I need to go back home, regroup, and then come back to normal, whatever
mm-hmm.
normal is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
You know, go ahead.
Oh, no, I say, or maybe just to keep, and that's probably the intention, and what we are talking today is to keep doing our functions in everyday life and keep our heart and sensitivity and spirit open.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting because you know, I think about, you know, what shuts it down. And, you know, there's a couple of things. I mean, of course, sometimes just working and business and trying to survive, you know, financially and such can do it for some people. But, you know, one thing that's the most, that I think does it the most for me is, you know, when we were at the Sound Healing Conference, and often, you know, at like a different event, not so much the Harmony Festival. I was at the Harmony Festival all day today, and I don't get the feeling so much there. Somewhat at the Earth Dance, it's a little more open. But, God, the World Sound Healing Conference that we just did, it was amazing. I mean, everybody, I could just hug anybody there. And, you know, it's interesting because I think, you know, when you tone together with people and make sound together, or even listen to music, really heart-opening or beautiful music together, it really does something where you're really connected. You feel like family. And then you go back in, especially if you live in San Francisco or around San Francisco or any big city,
mm-hmm.
you go, and immediately every person you see walking down the street is just totally ignores you. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's no connection. And that it's just a complete shutdown, and it's so sad. I just think of the day when, I mean, it also makes me think of the day when there won't be any homeless people, because if everybody took care of the homeless, then you know it wouldn't be a big deal,
right?
You know,
right.
It's not like it would be a huge deal. There's another thing that reminded me from the conference. Someone at the conference came up to me and said that they actually ended up talking to a homeless person outside of the hotel, and he told her that hadn't had a hug in 10 years.
Hmm.
And at the conference, you know, I was just living on hugs.
Yes, no, absolutely. The frequency was really, really high. And also when we toned together and we did a lot of toning and music and sound and we go back to our essence and we remember who we are. And we remember that we are from the source. And we remember that we are this amazing beings. And when I want to say amazing in a sense of the essence that where we are coming from. And I saw in people in the conference, I was looking at everybody's eyes, and it was acknowledging and remember the soul of that person, acknowledging the soul of that person. That's what happened to me in the conference. I was looking at everybody's eyes, and I felt this absolute connection of we were all relatives connecting, and I was meeting the bathroom, and we were singing, and we didn't know each other, and we were family, and we were looking at the eyes, and it was amazing. It was like this is the planet that we want.
Yeah.
This is what we really
oh my
want
God.
To see.
You know, we're God. It's just it's so energizing when you know everybody is smiling and everybody is. You know, if there's anybody not smiling, it's like everybody's there to help, you know.
Yes.
And it's just a resonant frequency that is so high, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
that it's hard for people not to smile.
Oh, yes. And when we tone and sing and listen to music, and it really, really reminds us who we are, where we're coming from, and the essence that we are made of, right? Today,
connected.
I had exactly. I had an amazing experience today. You know, I see this friend of mine. She's 84 years old. She's in an elderly home, and I started in the year 2001 to work with her. And I was doing sound and singing, and definitely she had Alzheimer's and some kind of dementia. But when I was singing to her, we connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and today, it was amazing. I was with her, and I started to sing, and I was singing a phrase, and repeat that phrase, and repeat that phrase. And all of a sudden, I see a tear in her eyes, tears
mm-hmm.
in her eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and she's unconscious, not unconscious, but she's confused, let's say, but she's connecting to spirit. And there were other people there at the facility, and everybody started to feel happy
mm-hmm.
because of the singing, because of the music. And everybody, and one of the staff there came and said, you know what? Today everybody's going to eat 100% because they control the percentage how much they eat. They said they are so happy today here.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to eat 100%. And everything was because we were just singing from the heart.
Wow. Yeah,
that was amazing.
You know, it's like we're all so starved for just this love, you know, that comes through the music, I think, you know,
yes.
as well.
Absolutely.
It's like the second you it opens your heart. I mean, there's so many people that when their hearts get opened, I mean, you just can't stop crying because you think of all the times that your heart's not open, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And start to remember, and all the cells start to awaken. And this woman came today, and she was at the facility. She was visiting, and she said, oh, my gosh, I'm living. I'm so happy. My heart is beating, and I really saw the how bright her eyes were. So it was a magical experience just in one moment, and it was so simple. It was about singing from the heart.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, before we go any further, I've actually got a song with you singing on it, a Pachelbel canon.
Oh, wonderful.
in, I think it would probably be perfect to play it right now so people can get an idea. If our moderator is there, you can go ahead and play this. This is Pachelbel Canon with Sylvina and Angels. They came in, and also a little 6-year-old child came through, Sylvina. Go ahead. Wow. Every time I hear that song, it just, it's amazing, you know, how Pachelbel Canon opens people's hearts. I mean, more people cry to that song than I think any song in the world.
Yeah.
And especially, you said you've had a lot of good experience or experiences with people that you've played this. People have been telling you that they've really had some amazing experiences with this. Huh.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it was interesting because some of the people who listened to it, this woman said, you know, I tried to listen 8 times, but each time that I really want to listen, I start to cry. And then I told her, okay, breathe through it and close your eyes and just sense what happened to you and what's going on with you. And then she realized that after 8 times, she had the opportunity to connect to the spirit of her brother that died, the little brother that died. So it was such a healing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And other people said, this recording connected me to the angels. And other people said, I don't know, I stopped my car when I was listening to this because I was totally in another world. And then this other friend said, you know, I stopped my car and I felt right away that I want to hug a tree. So she stopped her car and she went and hugged a tree in the middle of the freeway. So it's amazing what's going on with this recording, David. And I remember the day that we were recording the first time, we were 4 hours. And definitely I was in an altered state of mind because sometimes I don't recognize really some of the voices that are there. You know, people think that are other women singing.
There's this little 6-year-old also that came through at one point. That and I remember you saying that this little boy was just trying so hard to get it right.
Yes, and probably the picture, the image of this little boy that showed up in the room was probably from the 1800s. And he was so committed reading to the music, and he was trying to sing. And then I surrendered to that image, and then the little voice came through myself, which is I surrender as an instrument. So, and I remember when we recorded it, I was in the studio, and I have all this lights around, and it was so magical. It was so magical. So each time that I remember that, it was so so much, all this light in the room.
It's, you know, for it's like I can't even play it for my girlfriend now because I mean she didn't want to hear it very much because she knows she'll just start crying. She just cries and cries and cries every time she hears it. And I've played it like a dozen times, and every time it's just like, you know, just really. And I same for me too.
Yeah, it's interesting. And same for me. You know, I used that the other day. I was walking at the beach, and all of a sudden I have this feeling of gratitude and angels. And because everybody's different. When I was walking, and all of a sudden I see people looking at me and smiling, you know, and smiling, but really connecting. And I said, what's going on? It was obviously something was going on in the energy. And I have another friend that said, you know what? I tried to listen, and then I feel like crying, but it was so beautiful. And I said, well, this is sound healing also. This is another aspect of sound healing. You might have some emotions, you might suppress some emotions, and maybe this is helping you to release those emotions. Some people have some judgments about tears, but I really think that that we have to welcome the tears, because for me that is an opening of the heart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there are different perceptions sometimes. You know, if I remember when I came back from another intensive, I was crying for a week, and we did a lot of emotional work. And I'm so glad that I was not next to a psychiatrist, because, or a psychologist. They were probably told me that I was so depressed, but my heart was open. I was not depressed.
Right.
It's
right. I think that's the thing that happens is people think if they're crying, that's like the next step is depression. And so people are so afraid to be sad. And that's such a natural emotion, you know, or just, but you know, it's also, actually, this isn't necessarily just sadness also. It's, I got it at one point that it's really, what makes me cry, I don't know if this is for everybody, but what makes me cry is just thinking of all the times when I haven't been loving, or all the, because you know, when that love energy comes through, you go, whoa, I mean, this is it. I mean, it's like, it's so amazing. And you think, God, how could I not be in that energy all the time? And then you think of all the times, huge amount of time when we're not in that energy, and it's just like, oh, you just lose it right there, because I'm just so, you know, sad that I've spent so much time, so much time not being loving.
Yes, the time that we put all these layers in the heart, and when we start to opening up, I see this absolute connection to our eyes. So I can see and I can sense when the heart is open, you see in people's eyes as well. So definitely, I work also as a medical interpreter, and sometimes when I have to translate for psychiatrists, and we have to fill up forms, and I have to ask the patient, do you have crying spells? Do you see things? You know, and it's interesting in the system how we have to hide some things in some systems, of course, no people who have spiritual awareness. So, but definitely, I'm writing my book in Spanish, and I'm writing about that also, that crying is not about sadness for me, for my experience, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like I like to dwell on emotions and be emotional and just crying for anything.
Right.
But definitely, I think that we become like children. We become sensitive and innocent, and we appreciate and laugh and cry about everything, which that's the point how we can really function in this everyday life, right? When we have to go to, I don't know, to the bank or the court or whatever.
I wrote a song once called "It's Okay to Get Down."
Oh.
Down to the ground, and then you know, let the tears in. Tomorrow we'll be laughing.
Aha, that's very interesting. That I love it. And it's interesting that sometimes we have the judgment of emotions, that if you cried, it's not good, and if you laugh, it's good, right? It's like we suppress some things in ourselves. You know, like sometimes you say, okay, we have the dark side of the shadow. And it's interesting, we don't have to probably look that from the perspective of judgment. It's just something that we don't want to see, right? Because if not, when we start to say that it's the shadow or a dark side that we have, is something that we already put a judgment on it. And
now
it's just part of ourselves.
Uh-huh. Now, you teach classes at the Sound Healing Institute, and you use sound to help release these emotions. And so how do you use sound to do this release and tell me what you do. What do you do?
Okay, I do different things, David. You know that also I work with cancer patients at General Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, tell us about that first, because that's I think the most amazing work.
Oh, it's so talking about opening the heart. You know, when we are as humans, when we are in this phase that we probably are going to leave the planet, and we are in that space of we surrender and we start to change our perception of the world. So I love to work with this group of people because they're so willing and so open, and they enjoy every minute. But basically what we do, what I try to do with the group, because I work with groups, is get into the state of love and ecstasy at the end of the session.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's so happy and loving, talking about love and hugging. And this woman came and said, you know, after this session of sound, she said, I have hope. I see lights. And we end up with the energy of celebration, you know. So what I do, and I'm going to go to your question also in terms of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways of doing this, and it depends the people, it depends the group and everything. But basically, we go into the body. We trying to find what part of the body is tense and what's going on, and start talking with the body and find a form, shape, color, and give a voice to that. Give a voice. So let's say that the pain is in the right shoulder. So, and ask the right, and the right shoulder start to talk. How do you feel? I feel sad, I feel bad, I feel angry, I feel tense. And what's going on? When this started? I don't know. And how do you feel? I don't know, I have fears, I have so much tension, etc. And we start doing that process. And then, okay, what would you like to say? And then the right shoulder start to talk. So the person has to give a voice to that part of the body. So, and then we create a sound, tuning, you know, we start to tone. And basically that's what I work with, the way I work with emotions, right, and sound and toning. And then with the group, what we do is really get into the state of remembering and to remind everybody where we are coming from. So when we start toning and singing and going to that beautiful space of peace, and so they start to remember who they are, and then tapping into that dimension where everything is possible. I always tell them, okay, now when everybody's so relaxed and this state of mind of unconditional love, we tap into that dimension where everything is possible and you can recreate things. And then we transform. And then we sing all together. And then we sing our own songs. And then we do different mantras, three forms of mantras, which is creating your own song and express the word that you need to express. And then we dance, and then we hug, and then we celebrate.
Wow.
Yes. And I feel so blessed, and is a gift for me each time that I have to go to General Hospital and work with this group, with different groups, of course, in English and Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So,
you know, it's also, it leads me to the fact that we're doing this workshop on the sound of love,
mm-hmm,
on July 21st and 22nd.
Yes.
At the school. It's just $185 for 2 days. And it's really, the whole focus is to totally bring us into that state of love. And not only love for each other, but also love from above. Because, you know, I mean, basically, you know, the whole thing of religion is really about bringing in, you know, Christ's love. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
like their whole gig, you know, is really opening up that water of life, you
mm-hmm.
know, into your heart. And, you know, if you can learn how to do that, I mean, it's just the most amazing thing, and sound is such a good avenue, you know, to be able
absolutely
to
you
so
know
what we're going to do is we're going to have everybody bring songs, that love songs, mm-hmm. and we'll listen to some of them, and then you'll do some singing, and then we'll do some work on releasing emotions that are stuck blocking love as well.
Beautiful, absolutely. You know, in my experience, in my inner work through the years, would I process when I released some different emotions like frustration and anger and pain and start to clear.
It sounds like you're breaking up
out
a little bit.
I'm sorry?
Are you breaking up a little bit?
Oh, but I'm in a landline.
Are you on a landline? Oh,
yes.
For some reason you're breaking up a little bit.
Hmm.
Go ahead, though.
Okay. Anyways, in my experience, it's so important to work on those other emotions, and then I get into a genuine state of love. If not, I'm suppressing the things that I don't want to see. I don't want to see pain. I don't want to see frustration. I don't want to see, you know, hard feelings. So I suppress that, and maybe I'm going to get into a state of love and say, oh, I feel good. But,
Oh, it's interesting. Okay. You're breaking up. I'm just hearing you breaking up, but when I listen to it on the radio, it's actually not on the online. So I'm not hearing what you're saying, but keep talking.
Yes.
You're clear now.
Okay.
Maybe it was my phone.
Okay. So, what I was saying, David, that in my experience is in what I process. My process is always, and I bring my own experience because for everybody it's different, and I cannot say, okay, this is the only truth. But after I release some emotions like frustration or pain or anger, then I get into a genuine state of love.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get into definitely unconditional love for myself, and in that state, it's like probably, you know, it happened in some religions that we have to suppress that and just pray and be good. And then all those emotions and the shadow is under the carpet.
How do you tap into love, and where do you think it comes from? Can you describe it a bit?
If I can describe, I'm sorry, can you repeat what part?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, it occurred to me, you know, you seem to be in the love energy a lot. And I was wondering, is it like have you always been like that? Did it come from a parent? And is it like, how do you view it? Is it like a frequency? Or is it, how do you tap into it so easily?
Well, I think is that when we are in touch with the pain, when we can be in touch with pain or frustration and confronted and released, and then we can be in touch with love and happiness. You know, people are telling me, you know, because of the radio, and I give workshops, when I say the radio, I have my own radio show for people that are listening right now in Spanish about spiritual development and everything. So I say, how come you are always happy and connected? And, well, because I give space to the pain and the tears and any anger or frustration, and then I can be generally in that state. Of course, I'm not always in the state of love and happiness, but I mean, I just, I think that I acknowledge all the emotions that are coming. And I need personally, during the day, I need to sometimes come back home and be in touch with whatever is going on with me. And if it's sadness or anger or frustration, and I need to work in different ways, whatever is writing or toning or acknowledging or meditating. Uh-huh. And then I can be generally connected to the heart.
So it's just a matter of keeping the house cleared out.
Exactly. That's for me. And also, and I can be absolutely open with my heart and connected to the heart. And maybe I'm sad that day, but I still feel that love. It's interesting, the combination of deep love and happiness, or deep love and an open heart and sadness, or be frustrated and still and feel my heart at the same time. You know, it's like working in different tracks at the same time.
You know, it's interesting because it is. It does seem to be a very specific type of frequency when I'm tuned into it. And you know, if I feel it, for example, if I were to tune into it now and go, okay, it's funny because what I do is I put my hand, kind of cup my hand by my heart, and then I get the energy. And there's also, I mean, there's two different types of energies. One is receiving the love, which is kind of what I'm doing now. One's transmitting love. And it's really, it's like, if I were to make that sound, it would be kind of like,
That's interesting because we're trying to find something that says, okay, what is the frequency of love, right? And I was thinking about that today, and I said, well, maybe if my ego start to think about it, it's going to take place. And, you know, the ego is going to take place, and or the mind to trying to understand that, right? So... And I say, well, it's something that we just feel it. I don't know if I can give any definition. Probably it's better not, because we can just leave it like pure and open. So the mind is not going to give any definition or trying to say, okay, this is it, right?
Well, it's interesting because that, you know, what I'm starting to work on is to I've hooked up with some people that are wanting to help me with some research into the sound of love. And, you know, it is interesting because it's not a sound. It's because you can basically make any sound and have the love coming through.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But, so it's an energy, but there's I guess what I'm looking for in this research that I'm going to be working on in the near future here is really the doorway to help bring people into that love, because it's really the doorway that people are needing, you know. And the cool thing is using sound is just so easy. It's so nice.
Yes.
You know, it's like we love sound, you know, we love music, we love, you know, singing. And it's just such a wonderful doorway.
Absolutely. And today, my experience that I mentioned earlier in the interview with my friends of 84 years old, and then all the elderly people, all the participants of the patients that were there were very happy. And I mentioned to her son, I say, I wish in that moment we had some kind of device to measure what happened with her heart. To measure what happened with her energy, to measure about the frequencies of her thoughts or something, because she hold my hand, and she's not speaking right now. She's just connecting to this through the soul, right? Uh-huh. And tears came from her eyes when we were singing. So apparently she's not speaking, she's not connecting, she's not, but definitely... and then everybody was like a totally domino effect. Everybody was in that frequency of love and happiness, right? And say, I wish there were some kind of device to measure this, right? So, and it's connecting with what you just said, you know.
Well, you know, Patrick Flanagan says that he's actually measured that when you're transmitting love, that your heart actually puts out a sound that has harmonics, which are higher frequencies of the natural of the main sound, that are in golden mean ratios.
Mm.
So it made me start thinking about, you know, having a whole room that is designed around golden mean ratios. I've also heard that that gold has that same frequent, that golden mean ratio thing in it. And so it could actually have a room that has visuals that are in golden mean ratios, because, you know, all of life is based on golden mean ratios. I mean, every single bit of life has golden, that ratio in it. So, and so that might help, you know, I mean, because, you know, the problem is, I guess, some people need, I mean, they don't have you. You know, they don't have anybody that is in that frequency to help entrain them into that frequency.
Right, exactly. So I think that it will be fantastic when, if everybody, you know, everybody's evolving and everybody find their own frequency of love, their own tools, their own connection, and also the feeling that the love is really from within and it's not really something that is coming from beyond, but that is not from above or somewhere far in the universe, that is really, really, really inside, that is not coming from somewhere. Because some religions also taught us that, okay, something outside us, right?
Uh-huh.
Something
right.
that, someone that is going to come from outside and put in that image when we need to find that Christ force within us and that love within us and develop the inner technology as Greg Braden talk about in the Isaiah effect, to really develop the inner technology. And I think that that's the tool to that everybody probably will discover and work and evolve.
I had a friend say once, it's like, you know, people that think there's not enough love in the world, it's like a fish in the ocean. The fish
right.
is like surrounded. There's love everywhere. We're surrounded by it. It's not just in us. It's everywhere. It's like completely. We're swimming in it everywhere. It was just not tuning into that frequency.
Yes. And it's interesting because when we talk about love and then we talk about all the different kind of love and the romantic love, right, and then we talk about the universal love, but then we humans, we have issues with people, we have issues with other people, and with different associations, with different relationships, and to understand what love is. And so I think it's a little bit more complex sometimes, right? It's when we talk and we are in that high frequency, we love everybody. But and then we have our own issues, which is going to be, as humans is right now in this dimension, we are going to have that, and we have to work on that. Like someone asked the Dalai Lama, do you have bad thoughts? And he said, yes, of course. And what do you do? I just allow them to come in, and then I let them go and acknowledge, right? Because it's that shadow that we have, right? So beautiful.
Tell us about your radio show. What station is your radio show on, and when is it?
I have a radio show in Spanish. The name of the show is Planetary Inspiration, and in Spanish sounds like Inspiración Planetaria, and it's every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10. And I invite different writers and speakers from different parts of the world in Spanish, and we talk about their books. And I had wonderful, wonderful, interesting people, and I'm so blessed with that show as well. because I had the opportunity to grow and learn from everybody. I'm the host, and I listen to everybody, and I love it. I love to learn from everybody. And I started to do it bilingual as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So.
What station is it on?
It's the 10:10 a.m. and or 9:90 a.m. And it's in the whole Bay Area.
It's just
the Bay Area, and people can listen through the internet only when I am on the air, if they click.
Uh-huh.
And yes.
Oh, where do you go on the internet to find it?
It's www.inspiracionplanetaria.com or .net, and I have the web page is in construction. It's not ready yet.
Uh-huh.
So, but people can listen. That's interesting. So,
and
I invite. I'm sorry.
And listen live.
Yes, absolutely. And I invite different people from different backgrounds. People from Peru. People that are experts in UFOs. I invited this person, Sixto Paz, who wrote 12 books about UFOs, and he was in Peru, and he is in Peru. And then I invited a priest who talked about energy and the pendulum, and he's in Argentina. And he's a Catholic priest, actually. And then I invited another person from the Ramta school, and he's an ex-monk of Franciscan, San Franciscan. And then so many, many interesting people, many, many interesting people from my guests. So, and I've learned. Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm learning from them a lot, and
uh-huh.
and it's wonderful what we can create, right? So I had a radio show in the past in 1999, and that was for a year. And it's interesting because that show, the name of that show was Inner Dimensions, and in Spanish was Dimensión Interior. And now there is another show in English called Inner Dimensions, and they bring spiritual subjects and spiritual development.
Uh-huh.
So do you have a question, David?
Yeah, I was going to say, also, you've got some classes coming up at the Globe Sound Healing Institute on July 3rd from 2 to 9:30. If anybody's interested, they could give us a call or email us, or they could call us at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM. H-U-M. And then we've got the Sound of Love workshop on July 21st and July 22nd all day, and on both of those days. And that should be a really powerful workshop. And the other thing I wanted to mention also is we now have CDs ready that we've done at the studio. We've got the one CD of the Paca Bell, and we have a short version of Paca Bell that you heard, and then a 30-minute version as well. And just get out your Kleenex and go, you know. And then
and
the second side of that has a, third song on there is a song called, we've called Invocation, which is really a journey through the chakras, a very powerful recording with Sylvina singing with the crystal bowls. And then there's a second CD that's got some really sweet stuff on it that's ready as well. Surrender and Healing and Connection to Spirit, and a lot of just wonderful songs, most all with crystal bowl and just lots of love, lots of love.
Thank you, beautiful David. And on the July 3rd, what we are going to do also, what people can expect in the class is, like, we are going to be doing sound, toning, movement, breathing, working also with emotions and sound. And it depends who is going to be there, how the class is going to be as well. I have an agenda, but it's very flexible. because with spirit, sometimes we cannot have an agenda, as you know. But definitely, we are going to learn how to tone into other person's body and go into our intuition, our own information, what we need to do, and absolutely it's going to be transformational.
Cool.
Yes. So,
One other thing that, you know, that I might mention that we've been working on is we've been working on this play that I guess you had a dream about or envisioned once, and it's a play called Compassion.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it's interesting because there's like compassion is just the next step beyond love, I guess. And, you know, so we're really looking forward to having this play be produced, and we've got some people that are interested in working on it, some people from Cirque du Soleil as well. And you know, it's you actually had a dream, I guess, or a vision that
oh,
about
yes.
this.
It's interesting because we probably, you know, now you talk about The Secret and everybody talk about the movie The Secret, and I did my board about this show, about this compassion. And also, for many years, when I started to play the crystal ball, I started to experience and singing with the crystal ball in 1994, I started and to experience and opening up. And I remember that what happened to me, I stopped singing in the way that I used to sing for almost 2 years. So it was when the singer, between quotation marks, disappear, you know. And so I suffered was the dissolution of who I was. I lost my identity in a way, you know, just to give an idea of what happened. And it was when I started to do sound in different way, when I started to singing from the soul, when I started to sing from spirit, when I opening up, when I started to sing without judgment, when I just surrendered to spirit. And it was hard in that time. So, but anyway, at the same time, there was all this transformation and dissolution of who I was. And then I started to imagine and dream about it. I say, well, I would like to play the crystal ball and give concerts, like peace concerts. And so I have, it will be great to see laser and visuals and 3D and et cetera, and different musicians. Exactly that image happened at the concert May 11th of this year at the Sound Healing Conference.
Uh-huh.
That was my first image, and that was what I was picturing since I started to play the crystal balls. And then it's interesting, I was with a friend of mine, and then we started to put in a board, you know, with glitter and so many different things, and we were playful. So imagine a show where people are going to start be part of the show, interactive, and then we can have chakra alignment with lights and different like lasers and singing and mantras and et cetera, et cetera. And then I remember, I think it was in 1998 or 99, a friend of mine invited me to be part of a show, and he said, okay, I'm going to be, it was at the Mission here in the Bay Area in a small theater. And he said, I'm going to play the crystal ball, and I'm going to represent, it was like a little solo, right? A little piece, a little theater piece that I created. And it was 10 minutes on the stage. And I have the earth in my hand, and I was playing the crystal ball and singing. And then it was like the goddess was giving birth to the earth. And I have that in a VHS, David. I will show it to you. So now everything is happening.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know,
I think we're about out of time, actually, but I'm just, I'm looking forward to it, to working with you so much more, and thank you for being on and just being who you are.
Thank you, David. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to you. Thank you to everybody that is at the Sound Healing Center. I'm so grateful. I feel that I re-encounter here. I meet my family again, my family of light. And thank you, all the teachers and all the students and everybody that come to the Sound Healing Center.
Thank you. So I just want to wish everybody that you can take this energy of love, bringing love into your heart, into the evening, and then through the weekend, and through the weeks, through the months, through the years, and through the lifetimes. Take care, everyone.